to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan.
The temperature is tepid. Flags flick and flex in the winter wind from every window, lit up by advent candles. Because the football is apparently coming home for Christmas, after ignoring its obligations for several years, unless a woman asked. And every night, the pub is buzzing because people finally have something to look forward to on this mad little island. You told me that you got married, but it's just for show. I stared back in shock. You reached for my hand under the table as if you could still do that, and I snatched it away because I can still do that. It's all I can do, really, apart from tutting and sighing and crying out that I didn't even want to come out tonight. We both know what I'm saying, but we let it drown in the noise of the neighbouring pub patrons. It isn't that I don't care about the football. I mean, I don't, but still. It isn't that I hate crowds. I mean, I do, but still. It's just a thing that has followed us for years. Something I can't remember how to explain to you again. Because this is how it's always been. It's okay, according to the wisdom of a dummy who's been playing this game for over a decade. It's okay because it's just for show. It doesn't mean anything. Do I mean anything? Do you laugh and smile in his bed and tell him that I don't mean anything? The railway bridge on the way home will look so tempting in the moonlight now I've given that some thought. But you just tell me that I ought to lighten up. It's Christmas. The football might have plans to come home. You still love me best of all. It's okay. I just say those things, that's all. It doesn't mean anything. I am recording this in my garden because why not? I can't help but notice that everyone is very, very excited about the sports thing that's happening, and that's nice for them. But it has unfortunately started bleeding into my dreams, which is weird because I don't watch football, as you'll know. But I had a dream the other day that I was in the pub with somebody that I love very much, and everyone was watching the football, and inexplicably I was there. Why would I be? I don't know, but I was. And then she goes, oh, I got married. And I was like, you fucking what, mate? You fucking what? Excuse me? And she's like, yeah, it's just this guy, I married him. And I'm like, you fucking wow, okay. That was not very Christmassy of you, to be honest. Bit of a dick move, not gonna lie. And then she starts this whole thing about how it's just for appearance's sake, and my feelings were fucking hurt. And I'm all fucking upset. I woke up the next day and I just thought, well, that was weird and horrible. And I don't know why that happened in my subconscious. That was not very Christmassy, Mark. And in a sense, I get it, you know, because if you recall, we talked a few episodes back about a situation where I just... I could not. So I was like, nah, this is too hard. I'm going to just get a boyfriend and hide for a bit. And then I have a dream where the person does the same thing to me. And maybe it was my guilt coming out and being like, haha, have a dream. And also it's football themed for some reason. But one of the things that she very much disliked about me, and actually a lot of people dislike this about me, but will I stop? No. I make a lot of jokes about, you know, bids for oblivion, shall we say. Am I joking? Sometimes? I mean, sometimes I genuinely feel like it. But, I mean, I haven't done it yet, so, you know. But I think my gallows humour, as some would call it, is troubling for those that care about me. And perhaps that's their own fault for caring about me, because that's a very stupid thing to do. God, I'm a terrible human being. But, you know, it's just how I cope with the human experience, you know. I'm just kidding. Probably. For the most part, you know. It's fine. But I recall that was that was something that she really disliked. Every time she'd get upset, she'd be like, don't say that. And I was like, all right, chill out. I've got a cider. Is that a good idea? I don't know. Earlier today, I had a bit of a cry. I was literally everything was fine, really. Like, actually, as things go, I'm doing all right, you know. I've got the new single out at the moment, Red Motorcycle. Please stream and download it if you like Christmas songs about motorcycles. I mean, it's not really about motorcycles, but, you know. I've just finished the new album, but then again I've sort of opened it back up and I'm writing more stuff through, which is a stupid idea, but there we are. I'm a stupid person. Christmas is coming and I'm pretty hype about that. And I've got a couple of exciting things coming in the new year. And so, actually, things are going pretty well for me. I've really got no reason to cry. And yet, it just sort of happened. And I was like, whoa, what is this? What are you crying for? Oh, God, no, stop it. Come on, let's not. Let's stop it. Give over. But... I just sort of was a little bit hysterical. Don't even know why. Probably menstruation, actually, thinking about it. That's probably what it was. If I'm ever spontaneously crying, that could be the reason. But I had a bit of a cry and I was just sort of like, whenever I cry or I get upset, I do this really stupid and quite self-destructive thing. I have like a literal playlist of very, very horrifically sad songs that I listen to, which is stupid. It's like prolonging the sadness. But I don't know. I just kind of drown in it a little bit. And I did that. And then I thought, no. Now, come on. Let's not. You've got so much going for you right now. You've got all these projects that are coming out and it's going to be really good. You've got half a tub of ice cream in the freezer. How about that? Yeah? You could warm up some apple pies. You could have it with some ice cream. It would be fabulous. You've got... Christmas is coming. That's good, isn't it? You picked the tree up the other day. I put my tree up Saturday, and I had a stroke of luck because last year I basically just shoved my tree fully decorated into the cupboard under the stairs. And so I went, I completely forgot I'd done that, and I went and I got it out on Saturday, and I was like, oh my God, it's basically, oh my God, love this for me. Love me for this. Oh my God. So that was a quick little affair, and I've got some presents wrapped. I sort of gave up. I was wrapping presents until about 2 o'clock Sunday morning, right? And then I gave up, and my excuse was I need to get more sellotape, which I actually do, but I'd only done like 6 presents. And I've still got quite a few more to go, but my morale ran out. But I did watch a lovely little film on, it was on Amazon Prime. It was this thing where these two people, they're like in a relationship, and they end up accidentally going to each other's parents for Christmas. It's like a whole like kerfuffle calamity situation. And it was a really cute film. And I was like, oh my God. And I watched the other day, the one where Lindsay Lohan gets hit on the head and goes out with Sam from Glee or something. I'm going to watch It's a Wonderful Life at some point. It's one of my favourite Christmas films. I remember actually, that was a moment where I cried. I went to my granddad, surprised us all, because they were showing at the cinema, and he got us all tickets so we could go and we could go and see it. It was like a couple of days before Christmas, and it gets to the end, you know, the bit where they're all like in the room and, you know, there's a bit of piano playing and they're all talking and it's, you know, be grateful for the things you have, all that, carry on. I just start crying. My whole family's looking at me like, what's going on with her? And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's just a nice film, I'm fine. Which, because I basically never cry really in front of my family. And so I think they were sort of a bit taken aback and they were like, whoa, okay. Because that's, you know, that's my thing. I'm very open if I can write it down, but like IRL, live and in person, she's a little bit closed off. And so I think whenever I have those moments of vulnerability, people are a bit shocked, like in real life. Like if they know me, because they know they know not to expect it, but then it happens and they're like, oh, she's crying? Oh, okay. All right. Shit. Fuck. Okay. And I had a couple of like vulnerable moments when I was writing and recording the new record, actually, because there's a couple of songs on there and I had a bit of a cry when I was writing them. So that was interesting. And luckily, I record by myself, so nobody had to see it. It was just me crying at a microphone, which I think is great. I like to think that's how Diane Warren does it. Oh, she absolutely doesn't. She's amazing. She would never. but I don't know. I kind of got the blues a little, but like, I'm fine, I guess. You know what I mean? Do you ever have that where you're like, oh, I feel a bit shit, but I'm also fine? It's a ludicrous way to feel. Very, very unkind of my emotions to do that to me. I'm very unkind of my subconscious to send me that dream. There was no need for that. There was no need for it. I was feeling fine. And then my mind is like, no, I'm gonna make you feel like shit for no reason, because she's a bitch and we hate her. But yeah, you know, things could be worse and things are looking up in some aspects, and that's what I'm holding on to, because if I don't, oh, she's gonna spiral and we can't have that because I got shit to do.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.